I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. A cabaret singer will unearth what he calls queer histories at Dartmouth's Hopkins Center tonight. Taylor Mack will be wearing stiletto heels and sequined gown as he croons or belts out period songs from America's early decades. VPR's Charlotte Albright spoke with Mack about the show. It's called A 24-Decade History of American Music, Act One, which has been partly shaped by visits to the Upper Valley.
Taylor Mack arrives at a Hanover hotel by bus from his home in New York City wearing jeans and a T-shirt. But that, the performer explains, is just a costume. Mack says the show-stopping razzle-dazzle finery worn on stage tells a truer story.
The drag for me on that stage is what I look like on the inside that I'm letting other people see for the first time. The drag is always different regarding the topic that I'm talking about. So there's a lot of thought that gets put into what's this show about? What's the idea of the show?
That's pretty hard to pin down because this work in progress, when finished, will last 24 hours. For that extravaganza in New York next year, Mack will reframe over 240 American songs to tell the hidden story of groups missing from American history textbooks.
An example might be when we talk about slavery, we never think that two slaves were probably lovers. Two men were probably lovers at some point, right? Slavery becomes the conversation. And so an interesting thing to think about is obviously there were two men who were lovers.
The performance at the Hopkins Center will be a three-hour excerpt, spotlighting only the first three decades of American history, a time, Mack says, when spirituality was sometimes tainted with institutionalized homophobia. When the singer dons a low-cut 18th-century frock and wig, all made out of metallic ribbons, the usually somber early American hymn, Amazing Grace, gets notched up a few decibels.
So the idea with Amazing Grace is that we wanted something that is in line with a religious ritual, but that we could take it and kind of twist it a little bit.
To develop some of this show, Mack visited people and places in the Upper Valley. At an historic meeting house, he found a possible prop, a stick with a hammer at one end and a feather on the other. The hammer was wielded to wake up men sleeping through church, and the feather tickled women. Mack sees that mallet as an outdated either-or view of sexuality, but he promises not to hit anyone in the audience over the head with it or with a simplistic moral message during the performance. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.